This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
By the grace of God this morning, I'm on an errand to deliver a message to somebody. I've not come to preach, but I have a word that the Lord has laid in my heart to deliver for the person. And what he laid in my heart is that whenever I deliver that message, the person will know, you know, he's really talking about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a simple message this morning. And God said, I should tell the person, it is time for your remembrance. No, I don't say for everybody. I say for a particular person. And when I mention it, the person is going to know. He said, it is time for your remembrance. The waiting period is over. It is time for your remembrance. In the name of Jesus. You've waited for too long. It doesn't matter how you've waited. But one thing I know is that after every night of weeping, there's always a morning of joyous moment. And the Lord is telling me that you've waited for this long time. It's not as if he has forgotten you. Because this moment, it is your own time of remembrance in the name of Jesus. The waiting is over. Hallelujah. Quickly, let's go to the scripture. Let's go to the scripture. The book of Genesis, chapter number 8. Genesis number 8. And we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 5. It is your time for remembrance. It is your time for remembrance. Genesis chapter number 8 and from verse 1. I read. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the land and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained, and the water returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated, and the ark rested in the seventh month. Which month are we? Hallelujah. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountain of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain. What? Were the top of the mountain seen? This morning, somebody's mountain is going to be seen. I don't know the person, but one thing is sure. Before this service is over, you're going to be very sure that the top of your mountain is going to be seen in the name of Jesus. The top of mountain talks about possibility. It talks about hope. For 150 days, what happened? Noah, the cattle, all the living beings, they've been in the ark, and they've been waiting. It is true that God delivered them from the flood, from everyone perished, and you know a lot of things happened within that period. But for 150 days, they didn't know it's going to be that long. They were thinking after 2 days, after 5 days, after 10 days, the waters will be abated. But after about 20 days, they were tired of waiting. And they were looking up unto God. Suddenly, in the 150 days, the Bible recorded it that what happened? The mountaintop were seen. Before now, they didn't see anything. There was no hope anymore. They were thinking that it is all over for them as well. But the Lord is also saying that he is remembering somebody this morning. Just as he remembered Noah. The Bible says, and God remembered Noah. And God remembered Noah. You are not forgotten. When the Bible is talking about remembrance for God, it's not as if God has forgotten you. He says, yes, if you think about the woman that is breastfeeding his own child and his babe, what happened? He said they may forget. But as for him, he will not forget you. You are not forgotten. When the Bible is talking about remembrance for God, he's talking about the time for action. He's talking about what? The time for action. He's talking about what? The time for him to bring those possibilities to come to place. God has not forgotten them. But for them, they've been waiting, and the waiting is unending for 150 days. But something happened on the 150th day. The Bible recorded that God remembered Noah and the living creature and the cattle that were with him in that ark. And because of that remembrance, the mountaintop we are seeing, they got a hope. They got a possibility. They were very, very sure that no, they are not going to die in that ark. They are very, very sure that they are going to go back to their own homes. I don't know how long you've been waiting. I don't know how long you've been praying. I don't know how long you've been thinking, God, with this thing, you know, surely come to place. It's as if you've been forgotten. Everybody are making it. Things are working for people. But for your own case, it's not coming true. The Lord is saying, the waiting period is over because it is your time of remembrance. I can't hear that, amen. I say, it is your time for remembrance. Every waiting period has an expiry date. Every waiting period has an expiry date. For these people, it's 150 days. But after the expiration of those waiting period, what happened? Possibility surely come to place. I don't know how long you've been waiting. I don't care how long you've been waiting. But one thing is sure. This period is your own time of remembrance. I say it's your own time of remembrance. The waiting period might be long, but after a remembrance, there's always a turnaround. There's always a turnaround for good. We're going to look at a few scripture. There's always a turnaround for good. There's always a turnaround for possibility. There's always a turnaround for what? For positive things to come to place. They've been waiting. The waiting is unending. But let me bring that good news to you this morning. The waiting is over in the name of Jesus. I say the waiting is over in the name of Jesus. If you read the book of Job chapter 14, the book of Job chapter 14 and from verse 7, Job chapter 14 and from verse 7, it says, for there is hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that a tender branch thereof will not cease. Is that in your scripture? He said, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old, it might be long in the head. It might have waxed grow old, and people are looking at it. There is no more hope for this. He said, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9, that's where the hope is. He said, yet through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth bud like a plant. Just by a scent of water. Just by a scent of water. Don't worry, I might have been cut off. It's as if there is no hope anymore. They might tell you that, oh, the root is old. This one cannot bring forth. He said, but just by what? A scent of water. Let me just scent water. Let me just scent water. And the Bible says it's going to bud again. It's going to bring forth what? Fresh fruits. Fresh seed is going to come forth. So it is not over yet. It is not over yet. The first half is not the end of the story. There is a second half. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the second half, it is now. Because we are in the second half of the year. So it is your own time of remembrance. Because suddenly, by the scent of this water, by the scene of that mountaintop, something is going to happen. The possibility is going to come to place. Those things that look as if there is no more hope, there will be hope again. Hallelujah. He said, what? By the scent of water, don't cast me aside. Don't write me off. It is not over for me. Let me just scent water. It is true I've been cut short for so long. But by the remembrance that come to place today, and I can scent this possibility, things is working for you in the name of Jesus. If you read the book of First King chapter 18. That's the story on Mount Carmel. And when, you know, Elijah called fire, after that, for about 3.5 years, there's no water, there's no rain. And they've been praying and they've been longing for rain to come to place. But there has been no rain. But after that period, Elijah told Ahab in verse 41. Elijah told Ahab, 1 Kings 18 verse 41. It says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is what? A sound of abundance of rain. Not because he can see anything. Not because he can see the cloud gathering. But he just told him, he said what? Guide her, because what? There is a sign of abundant rain. And he went to pray. And he began to pray. The first time he sent the servant, go and check if there is something, if there is a hope, if there is a possibility of rain coming forth. He said, there is no hope. There is nothing, my father. He sent him the second time. He said, there is no hope. The third time, the fourth time. He said, see, I'm tired of going this errand, because what? There is nothing. Everything still look as it has been in the last 3.5 years. And he continued. He said, don't give up. The sixth time. But on the seventh time, something happened. On the seventh time, something happened. That's in verse 44. 1 Kings 18, verse 44. He says something. He said, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. You don't need to wait for the cloud to gather. If you can see those little cloud, cling to it, hold on to it, and you are going to see the abundance of rain coming forth, because this is your season of remembrance in the name of Jesus. I can't hear that, amen. I said, this is your season of remembrance in the name of Jesus. He said, he can see it. It's just very small. I can barely see it. I can measure it with just a little, ball in my hand. He said, it looks like just the hand of a man. And he said, go up. Say to Ahab, be prepared thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. That was the top of the mountain they've been waiting for. They were not waiting for the rain. But that just little thing, that just little hope, that little possibility. As many people that will cling to this season and say, oh, this is my season of remembrance. Though it looks little, though it looks as if things will not work, though they say they've compiled the list, and the list they are even working on, my name is not there. Don't give up. Because this season, you're going to be remembered for good. In the name of Jesus. I remember the story of a woman. And she's been waiting. She worked in the public service. And for 10 good years, there was no promotion. In fact, her name never appeared on the list. What happened? It's because somebody has taken her file and it's been hidden somewhere. But something happened one day. And they said they need to do the renovation of the old office. And they were putting, something supposed to be on the left to the right. And the whole place was scattered. But while they were rearranging, somebody came to place. This is somebody's file hidden here. Because the time of remembrance has come. That file was brought out. And the promotion that had been waiting for so long, the one that was due to her, for 10 good years was apportioned to her. I don't know what you have lost. I don't know how long you've waited. But this season, because it is a season of remembrance, the Lord is going to turn things around for you in the name of Jesus. I can't hear that, amen. I said the Lord is going to turn things around for you in the name of Jesus. Let's go back to that text. That's Genesis chapter 8. It is not over yet. The end, the top of the mountain is not the end of the story. The top of the mountain is not the end of the story. The Lord is bringing possibilities your way. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter number 8. Let's read from verse 10 now. From verse 10. After they've waited and they can see a little of the mountain top. Verse 10 says, and he stayed yet other 7 days. He stayed yet 7 other days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. Maybe there will be hope. Maybe there will be something. It says, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from all the earth. Hallelujah. In her mouth was what? An olive leaf tree. An olive tree is an evergreen tree. It's the leaf that they get oil from. There's a lot of possibility. It's also good food. So, I don't know that which you have been waiting for. But before this week runs an end, the Lord is sending people. He's sending men. He's sending servants to bring you that good news in the name of Jesus. I said to bring you that good news in the name of Jesus. She's been waiting for so long. And the first time he sent the dove off to go and look whether there will be something. The Bible recorded that, you know, the dove roamed about and there was nowhere for it to lay his foot. There was no resting place. And he came back. But on the second time when he went, he saw that what? There, things are beginning to grow. He brought that good news. He brought that good news because the time of remembrance has come. The 150 days is over. The 150 days is over. The waiting period is over because this season is your time of remembrance in the name of Jesus. You might be looking at it. I think I'm doing very good. I don't think I need so much. But let me tell you what the Lord has in store for you. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for you. So you are not yet there because there is more to tap into this season because it is your season of remembrance in the name of Jesus. So good news is coming your way. Wonders is coming your way. Breakthrough is coming your way. Promotion is coming your way in the name of Jesus. I said it earlier on that I've not come to preach, but I've come to deliver a message this morning. That is the message, that good news is coming your way. In the name, somebody just lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every man, every woman, to bring me my blessing, to bring in my good news, let them lose their peace until they deliver that message in the name of Jesus. Someone just pray to God before we continue. Just talk to the Almighty God. Every woman, every man, every young and old, every animal that are sent in the name of Jesus to deliver that which is meant for me this season, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, send them my way. Let them lose their peace. Somebody pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Talk to the Almighty God. Lord, send them my way. Father, send them my way. Father, send them my way. Father, send them my way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to talk to the Almighty God. Father, send them my way. Father, send them my way. Father, send them my way. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. A better amen. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. That amen is not born again. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Hallelujah. So what happens when man is remembered by God? What happens? The evidence. What are the things that, you know, you can hold on to and you can say for sure, this man has been remembered. One thing that is very, very sure when you are remembered is that you can never be a victim of calamity. Hallelujah. And we're going to prove that because the covenant of protection and preservation over you, it will be sure. Let's look at 1, 2, 3, 4 scripture to affirm that. In the book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. Is somebody there? Genesis 9, verse 15. It says, and I will remember what? My covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become what? A flood to destroy all flesh. There's a covenant of protection. There's a covenant of preservation. There's a covenant of what? Of good things. And whenever a man is being remembered, what happened? That covenant come to place. So you cannot be a victim of calamity. Because the remembrance of God is sure over your life. And I remember, even in this place, as several times. The last one that happened was the bomb blast. And we saw a lot of near cases. Oh, I just left there 5 minutes ago. I was upstairs when it happened. I was right at the spot, but I can see the sharp object that flew past my face. Because what? The promise and the covenant of preservation and protection was sure over you. What happened? The Lord remembered you. The Lord remember you. So you can never be a victim of calamity. You can never be a victim of calamity in the name of Jesus. Another thing that happens, or same thing that happens, when you are remembered by God, also is being affirmed. That first point is being affirmed in the book of Genesis chapter 19. Genesis 19 and from verse 29 now. Genesis 19 from verse 29 and 30. It says, that's the case of Lot. The Lord wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But something happened. He said, and it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, what happened? That God remembered what? Abraham. That God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwells. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain and his two daughters. Because the Lord remembered, you know, Abraham. God just remembered. No, it is not possible for this one. So people might be saying, they might be calling you and say, oh, it is time for you to leave Abuja. You've stayed too long here. This place is no more safe. Whether I should relocate to UK. Maybe, you know, the place is not looking very convenient. Maybe you need to go back to Lagos. Some people are already relocating their things to Lagos. They are relocating their families out of this place. They are relocating all they have, all their investment. They are closing shop just because of what has happened. But let me tell you something. Because the covenant of preservation and protection is sure over you, and because you are always in the remembrance of God, no calamity is allowed to befall you in the name of Jesus. No calamity is allowed to befall you. The Lord wants to destroy the whole city, but he remembered somebody. It is not possible for you to be serving God, for you to be living according to his precept. And a time like this, when there is calamity, when there is problem, and people are saying there's a casting down, and you'll be a victim. Tell somebody, I can never be a victim. Because I'm too defended to be a victim. I'm too defended to be a victim. In the name of Jesus, it is your time of remembrance. Hallelujah. Now, secondly, what happens when a man is remembered by God? The second thing is that when a man is being remembered by God, every reproach vanishes. Every reproach, every molestation. At every point in time, you know, you've been struggling and this thing sound as a reproach. Oh Lord, only if you can just take this one away. Lord, if you can just answer this prayer. And you've been waiting for so long. But by the remembrance of this day, by the remembrance of the covenant in which he asked for you, by the remembrance of you today, every reproach is going to vanish in the name of Jesus. The book of Genesis chapter number 30. Genesis 30. And we'll see someone that God remembers. 30 and from verse 22. Genesis 30 and from verse number 22. It says, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. Because God remembered her. For so long she's been waiting. If the husband is in the capacity of giving her a son, he would have done that because he loves her so much. Men would have been telling you, do you know, I want to help, but things are not just working out. I wish I can do this, but things are not coming in place. But by the remembrance that is coming to place today, every reproach, every molestation, every stagnancy, we end in the name of Jesus. He said, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her. It's not as if God has not been hearing her for so long. It's not as if God has not been hearing her for so long. The book of Isaiah chapter 59, he said, what the Lord's word here is not heavy, neither is hand shorting for him to deliver us. He's been listening, but it was not yet the action time. But when the period of remembrance came, what happened? This woman was remembered for good, and her situation turned around. That reproach that has been staying with her, that they look at her, this one, she can never bring forth. This one, There's no way she can bring to bear. What happened? That particular reproach suddenly vanished. So when God remembers you, every reproach vanishes. Every reproach vanishes. Every molestation come to a halt. Every stagnancy just end. Every weeping night just end. That will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. I say that will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is remembering you. Thirdly, when God remembers someone, what happened? When God suddenly remembers someone, what happened? Blessings and values are added. Blessings and values are added. You've been waiting. You don't know what to do. But let me tell you something. We've added the story on this particular altar. We've had the testimony on this altar severally of jobs you never applied for. And they will be looking for you. Where is that man? It's only that man who wants him to come and do this job. And I remember a testimony also on this altar. And he said, I was in the church. And two of us applied for this job. And, you know, I don't know the people from anywhere. And I just applied. I dropped my application and I went away. And I was in the church. And the other parties went ahead and said, I want to bribe these people. And brought about 30 million naira, you know, want to ensure that we get this job. And while the man was in the church, they started calling. Excuse me. They started calling him and tell him, do you know, these people brought money. But we are not receiving that money. We are going to give you the job. Because there's a value that they've seen on that man. That will be your portion today in the name of Jesus. Let's look at the life of Joseph. Let's look at the life of Joseph. He wasn't forgotten. He wasn't forgotten. But when the day of remembrance came, every reproach, every turning around, everything that had not been working for so long, there was a total turnaround in that case. Read the book of Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. And while Joseph was in the prison, something happened. Let's just read a few scriptures because of our time. Just a few verses there. Let's read verse 14. It's a story we know very well. Verse 14 says, but think of me when it shall be well with thee, and shew kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house, and restore the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hung the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to him. We know the story very well. They had a dream while in the prison. And what happened? He told them, he said, you know one thing? You, the chief butler, you're going to be restored. The baker, you're going to be destroyed. And that was the interpretation of that particular dream. And he told them, when you get to Pharaoh, please don't forget me. Don't forget me here. We are co-prisoners here. But you know one thing? When you get out there, because I know for sure you are going to be getting out very soon, don't forget me. But let me tell you something. Man may forget. Your boss may forget. Your family might forget you. But let me tell you, God can never forget you. I say God can never forget you. I'm not hearing that. Amen. God is not forgetting you because it's your time of remembrance. Let's look at what happened in verse 23. He said, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. And let me tell you something. When a man is forgotten, stagnancy is inevitable. He was in that same place. And even he has been remembered the first day. Maybe something might have happened. Maybe the second day would have left that place. But when the man, you know, got his cup back and he began to serve in the king's palace, he forgot about Joseph. Forgot about him. He forgot about him and said, no, do you know one thing? I think that life is good now. He wasn't remembering how that particular dream came to place. He was forgotten. But God did not forget Joseph. God did not forget him. Man may forget, but God will never forget. If you read the book of that same, if you read the book of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, he said, "Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" Some of us will say no, but the Bible says, yeah. He said, "They may forget, yet will I not forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Yet will I not forget thee. Yet will I not leave you in that particular situation. Yet will I not leave you in that pit. Yet will I not forget you. I'm going to bring you up again." The tree might have been cut off. The root might look very old. But at the scent of water, what will happen? It's going to bud again. That will be your somebody's story this morning in the name of Jesus. That will be my story this morning in the name of Jesus. In verse 8 and 9 of Genesis 41, something happened. Genesis 41, verse 8 and 9. And that's why I said we should pray the first prayer we did. He said, "And it came to pass in the morning that that Pharaoh's spirit was troubled." His spirit was troubled. "And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh." Pharaoh was the only saving grace that God has put in Joseph's life and destiny. But the first time the person supposed to bring the message forgot. What happened? He said, "What the spirit of Pharaoh was troubled." It was troubled. It was troubled. It was troubled only because of Joseph. And God gave Pharaoh a kind of dream that no one could interpret. For him to have called all the magicians, that means they have been interpreting dreams before him before now. That means they must have been telling him things to come before now. That is why they were kept there. But in this case, nobody could interpret it. And what happened? The spirit was troubled. And suddenly something happened. Verse 9, it says, "Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Now I do remember. Now I do remember. Now I can remember. I think there is somebody over there that I know that can interpret this dream. I don't know how long you've been forgotten. I don't know how long they've looked at you that you don't have anything. But by the virtue of the remembrance that is coming to place today, there's a value added that is coming to your life that is going to bring about the possibility and change in which you desire. That is coming your way this morning in the name of Jesus." I say that is coming your way in the name of Jesus. I say this week the Lord is going to create a suitable circumstance. A suitable circumstance that will make you to evolve from that place in which you've been waiting. And you're going to be remembered in the name of Jesus. A very good circumstance. I remember a time and we were having a retreat session. And all that we discussed about was possibilities in distress. There's possibilities in distress. Maybe it's just because of you. The Lord just wants to tumble the boat. Just because of you. And I'm telling you, if you go to Somalia today, if there is no war in Somalia, so many people supply the water that they took in Somalia. Some people supply the beddings. Some people supply the food. If not for that, this thing, some people wouldn't have made their wealth. The Lord can trouble the heart of the king just because of you. The Lord can trouble the heart of the king just because of you. So after that period, there was a remembrance that came to place. And Joseph was remembered. Let's read further. Let's read further even as we round up. In Genesis chapter 41 and from verse 14. Verse 14, "And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him out hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved him and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh." Now, that's verse 33. Now, let's go to verse 33. He said, "Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise." When they were trying to look at who is going to execute this project, who is the person that is suitable? after they've shaved him, he's a prisoner before now. If he's not in the dungeon as what? As a gate, as a prefect. They can call him a prefect. He's taking care of all the other prisoners. But this same man now, he's now being shaved. He's been arrayed with a new cloth. He's now looking very good. And they are still looking. Who is the person that is discreet? Who is the person that can handle this project? Who is the person that is fit to say, you know, for the next 3.5 years, or this period that is going to be farming, is going to be the one that is going to handle this project? They say, I think there is nobody. There is no one that is fit. Even the wise men were not fit. The magicians were not fit. The professors were not fit. The educationists were not fit. They said there was nobody. But this man that has been remembered, that has been taken out of dungeon today, is the one that is fit to be remembered this morning. They say what? Go and bring that man. They array him with clothes, with good clothing. And suddenly, what happened? He attend the throne that day. That will be somebody's portion this morning. I said that will be somebody's portion this morning. That will be somebody's portion this morning. That will be somebody's portion this morning. You are not forgotten in the name of Jesus. Come on, just rise up on your feet and talk to the Almighty God. That Father, thank you because I'm not forgotten.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.